Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our program this week, music from Al Green. A question from a listener about food safety in America, and a report on a new film at the National Museum of the American Indian.
Whatever our trials, we're never alone. From each other, even our ancestors, we draw the strength we need to carry on.
The Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. is showing a new movie called A Thousand Roads.
Indian country is really all of us. Wherever we are in this world, we're traveling together on this journey. Down a thousand roads, all leading home.
Visitors can travel to four areas in North and South America to experience the living traditions of Native American people and communities. Barbara Klein tells us about it.
Good morning, Indian country. Breathe in the day and breathe out a few thank yous for all the gifts this day will bring. Greet the day. It's a great day to be alive.
This is the voice that guides visitors on an exploration into the lives of four American Indians. The movie begins in New York City. We meet a young businesswoman. She is having trouble dealing with the demands of her job. But she feels better after she talks with a member of her Mohawk tribe. Next, we travel to the cold mountains of Alaska, where a young girl of the Inupiat tribe goes to live with family members she has never met before. She feels lonely at first, but her family's love and cultural traditions make her feel welcome. Our journey continues to the desert land of New Mexico. Here, a young man of the Navajo tribe struggles to find a balance in his life. He feels divided between a need to be like his wild city friends and a need to be part of his family and culture. Last, we travel south to the mountains of South America. In this beautiful place, a Quechuan healer uses traditional medicines to help a sick boy. He cannot heal the boy and struggles with his sadness over losing a child. These four stories might seem very separate, but they have a common idea. The director of the film, Chris Ayer, wanted to show the living cultures of today's Native Americans. These stories demonstrate how American Indians may come from different tribes, but they are linked by a shared culture. They may be in different parts of the continent, but they face similar problems. A Thousand Roads is special for another reason. It is the first public showing in the United States of a movie produced under the guidelines of the Digital Cinema Initiative. This means that the technology of the theater and the movie is very advanced. The picture and sound are extremely clear. This movie is also beautifully filmed, and the music adds to the richness of the experience.
Our question this week comes from a listener in Argentina. Raul Colquhuanca wants to know how Americans are protected from the food industry and unsafe food. The Food and Drug Administration is the main government agency responsible for food safety in the United States. It is involved in food inspection from start to finish. Investigators supervise the manufacture, import, transport, storage, and sale of thousands of millions of dollars worth of food products. The agency makes rules for almost 95,000 businesses in the United States. The agency has about 9,000 employees. Investigators are among them. FDA investigators inspect thousands of food manufacturers and farms each year. The investigators make sure that food products are made correctly, and they make sure that the information labels on the products are truthful. They often collect products for label inspections or testing by FDA scientists. The FDA also supervises the food and drugs that farmers give to cows and other animals that provide meat that is sold to the public. The Food and Drug Administration has several choices if a business is found violating any of the laws the agency enforces. FDA officials can urge the business to correct the problem, or they can legally remove or recall bad food products from the marketplace. About 3,000 products are recalled in the United States each year. In addition, FDA inspectors will seize products if they appear to be unfit for public use. About 30,000 shipments of imported goods are seized at American ports every year. The federal government has not always been responsible for the quality of food and drugs in the United States. In the 19th century, American states were generally responsible for the safety of locally made food and drugs. In 1906, President Theodore Roosevelt signed the Food and Drugs Act into law. It banned the transport and sale of unclean or falsely labeled food, drinks, and drugs. In 1927, the Food, Drug, and Insecticide Administration was established. Later, its name was changed to the Food and Drug Administration. Today, the FDA is part of the Department of Health and Human Services. The Reverend Al Green has not recorded real soul music since the middle 1970s. Now he has a new album called Everything's Okay. Shirley Griffith tells us about it.
Al Green became famous as a soul music singer 30 years ago. He says a personal tragedy in 1974 was a sign from God that he should turn to religion. So he bought a church and became a clergyman. He began releasing albums of gospel church music in 1979. His new album, Everything's Okay, reminds people of the Reverend Al Green of the past. The album is filled with joyful love songs. He wrote all of the 12 songs except this one. Critics say his version of You Are So Beautiful is one of the best.
So beautiful to me. yeah. You are so beautiful to nobody but me.
The album includes work by several musicians who also performed on Green's hit albums of the 1970s. Here is another song called Build Me Up. Reverend Al Green is 58. He is known around the world for his unusual voice and recognizable sound. Since 1979, he has led the Full Gospel Tabernacle Church in Memphis, Tennessee. Everything's Okay is not a gospel album. It is a combination of rhythm and blues and pop. The songs tell about love relationships and life lessons. We leave you now with the title song from the album, Everything's Okay.
I wanna come back home, baby. Out here, baby. Everything is wrong, baby.
Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Dana Dimange, Shelley Gullist, and Katie Weaver, who also was our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.